Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 418 for Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was stronger Wednesday as gains in Chicago soy oil, supportive technical signals, Canadian weather concerns, and activity in the outside currency markets all provided support. Canola was up $6 to $10, the July contract up $6.70 at $489.30 per ton. Concerns over yield and acreage reductions to this year's Canadian crop following recent adverse weather did remain a supportive feature for canola as farmers are busy reseeding some fields. Soy oil in the U.S. was up by about half a cent per pound, while the Canadian dollar lost about a third of a cent, both of which should be supportive for crush margins. Upside chart resistance did limit the advances to some extent as canola held below the session highs hit yesterday. Farmer selling was thought to be coming forward on any advances. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were both mostly lower by the close, while corn was steady to a bit higher. Soybeans were down 1 to 5 cents, the July contract down 5 at $9.35 per bushel. Soybeans had moved up in early trade amid ideas that rain in the Midwestern forecasts may hamper seeding operations for the final quarter of this year's U.S. bean crop. However, any advances were bringing in farmer selling and the bean market drifted down as the day progressed. The large South American crop also weighed on prices. Private forecaster Informa Economics released updated estimates on the size of the South American crops today, pegging Brazil's soybean production at 95.5 million tons and Argentina at 60 million. Both estimates would be up by about a million tons from the company's earlier forecasts. Informa pegged Brazil's corn crop at 80.2 million tons. That's down slightly from an earlier guess, but raised their projection for Argentina's corn crop by a million tons to 25 million. Corn futures were steady to up a penny at the close, the July contract unchanged at $3.59 per bushel. Increased demand from the ethanol sector in the latest weekly data did account for some early buying interest in corn, while wet weather conditions delaying the final seeding operations for this year's U.S. crop were also a bit supportive. However, that moisture will be good for production on the whole, and that did keep corn near unchanged. Wheat, it's steady to down 8 cents. The July contract in Chicago down 3 cents at the close at $5.09 per bushel. Quality concerns in the southern U.S. plains, together with weather uncertainty in parts of Europe, did remain a bit supportive, but the fact that U.S. wheat remains expensive internationally weighed on prices overall. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.